Yatra Online Incorporated, the Nasdaq-listed online travel services company, is looking to issue ordinary shares to raise funding, even as it deals with a sharp fall in revenue owing to COVID-19 and a scrapped merger agreement with software firm Ebix Incorporated. The company is looking to offer interested parties ordinary shares, according to filings with the United States and SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission. In a statement issued separately, the company said it will offer 12.5 million ordinary shares at a public offering price of 80 cents per unit, taking the gross size of the potential offer to $10 million, approximately 76.22 crore at current exchange rates. This excludes sole book running manager H.C. Wainwright and Amp, Co. and SQO's 30-day option to purchase up to an additional 1.875 million shares of Yatra, which operates in India through the Gurugram-based Yatra Online Private Limited. The company said it will use the proceeds from the share sale for and LTQO, general corporate and business purposes and RQO. VC Circle has written to the company for further details on this offering and will update this report accordingly. Yatra was founded in 2006 by former Ebookers Group, UK, executives Dhruv Sringi, Manish Amin, and Sabina Chopra. It is India and number 39's second largest online travel services company behind Make My Trip. The development comes even as the company reported a fall in revenue from $135.3 million, 935.86 crore rupees, in 2019 to $97.8 million, 737.33 crore rupees, in 2020. Further, Yatra said it expects revenue of $1.8-$2.2 million, RS 13.43 RS 16.41 crore, for the 3 months ended June 2020. This would represent a 92% to 94% from the $32.6 million, 225.08 crore rupees, reported for the same period in the previous financial year. In its filing with the SEC, the travel platform also reported cash, cash equivalents and term deposits of $38 million, 286.67 crore rupees. Shares of the company on the Nasdaq ended trading on Thursday 0.52% down at 97 cents apiece. Dispute with Ebix. The development also comes after the company earlier this month filed a lawsuit against Ebix Incorporated in a U.S. court over breaches of merger agreement a little less than a year after the software firm agreed to acquire the Indian online travel services company in a cash and stock deal. And LTQO, Ebix and number 39's conduct breached material terms of the agreements and frustrated Yatra and number 39's ability to close the transaction and obtain the benefit of Yatra and number 39's bargain for Yatra and number 39's stockholders, and RQO, the company said. Following this, Ebix threatened to file a countersuit against the online travel agency, saying that it intended to enforce all its rights under the merger agreement and was considering all the options available to it. As part of the proposed, Ebix had offered to acquire Yatra at an enterprise value of $336 million, around 2,350 crore, and a net equity value of $239 million. Neither company has attributed the dispute to the fallout caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The move was expected to augment the Atlanta-based Ebix and SQO's portfolio of Indian travel ventures. In October 2017, the company had acquired online-to-offline travel agency Via for $75 million. Last year, Ebix unit Ebix Cash had acquired the Mumbai-based Mercury Travels and the Delhi-based Leisure Corp last year, intending to create a travel division focused on luxury, events and sports-related travelers.